E.G. White to Mabel Workman, October 30th, 1907, W360-07, Loma Linda, California, October 30th, 07. Mrs. Mabel Workman, my dear granddaughter, I have just read a letter that you wrote to your father, and will now begin a letter to you. Last Sunday night we were on the cars, and I was unable to sleep well. The next night we spent at Loma Linda. I had a good bed, but was wakeful, and had but a short period of rest. At the early morning meeting on Tuesday, I spoke to the people. After breakfast, I rode out for an hour. Tuesday afternoon, I met with the stockholders of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Their council meeting was held in the bowling alley. In coming out, we had to pass through the assembly room, where there was a large audience. Brother Burden asked me to stay, as they were speaking of the work of higher education that should be carried on in medical lines, but I thought it best not to do this. After I had climbed the long flight of stairs to my room on the third floor, which was the third time for that day, I found an article that I had written about a year ago, in reference to the establishment of a school of the highest order, in which the students would not be taught to use drugs in the treatment of the sick. With this, I went downstairs again, and returned to the meeting. Elder Burden was reading some extracts from letters that I had written about the school work. When he had finished, I read the article I had with me, which was right to the point. It spoke of the school that should be operated here at Loma Linda. Here, there are wonderful advantages for a school. The farm, the orchard, the pasture land, the large buildings, the ample grounds, the beauty, all are a great blessing. If all will now take hold intelligently of the work that should be done here, there will be success. For some weeks before this meeting, I had been feeling very poorly. But the Lord has greatly blessed me here, and for this I am very thankful. The Lord has imparted to me strength as the occasion has demanded. Thursday morning, Sarah came to my room and told me it was time to go to the early meeting. I had been writing since 3 o'clock. I attended the meeting and spoke for about 3/4 of an hour, and then there was a testimony meeting. I could not hear what was said, but I was told that it was an interesting meeting. In all my talks, I have tried to present Christ as our wisdom, our sanctification, and our righteousness. Signed, Ellen G. White.